we've got the Raglan Arts Weekend coming up on the weekend, and we're talking to artists all week here on the morning show. Mira, you are a painter. Is that how you describe yourself, just that one word?
Yeah, I would definitely say primarily paint. I am a sculptor and a writer as well, but painting has been my main focus as of late.
Okay, so are you so pretty creative life then, by the sounds of it?
I would say so, yep.
Yeah, that sounds good. Since we're on the radio, can you have a go at describing what your art looks like for people?
Absolutely. I'll try my best. The work is wildly gestural, so I would say fairly representational. Starts off abstract, but as I've kind of worked in through my style, it's very representational of landscapes. And oftentimes what I'm trying to do in the work is capture the wairua, the spirit of a place, the animated nature, the fact that it's living and breathing and has life. And so what that looks like, in the best way that I can describe it, is a number of different inputs placed over time. So I primarily use a palette knife, actually, instead of a brush.
Okay.
Do you know what a palette knife is?
I'm looking at your website and I can see one in your hand. So.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. So using that tool allows me to actually kind of place the paint and layer it on top of each other instead of, you know, kind of blending on canvas.
And how did you arrive at this at the kind of the style you're using, or the approach you're using, and especially using the tool to apply the paint?
That's a great question. I've been trying to recall that myself. I picked it up probably over 20 years ago originally and played around with it a little bit. It must have been a tool that was used in school, or, you know, typically with a palette knife, we use that to mix paint. And so you can do that on your palette before then applying it. Mm. And I just decided, well, I'm going to skip the middleman. I'm going to just do that. And I liked the way that it worked and the way that it looked. So I've gone back to it at times. Occasionally I'll put a brush in my hand, but I always seem to go back to the palette knife. Mm.
And so the paintings generally are not, like, that's not any kind of realism going on. So, well, not too much anyway. I guess it depends how far back you stand or how you kind of interpret it. Do you prefer to leave the art open to interpretation? Because I guess that's one of the effects that you get from that.
Absolutely. It is interesting because I have been trying to explore using the most minimal amount of mark in order to capture, you know, a place, for example. And I didn't quite realize it until someone was standing in front of one that I thought was quite experimental. There really were only a few colors, a few indications of perhaps the land in the background and primarily water. And somebody who I did not know came and stood before it, and it had not been labeled or anything else, and called out the place. And it baffled me. I was like, what is it and not that made you, you know, pick that up? And I was intrigued. We had a little bit of corridor around that. But so I think that does speak to that picking up, you know, kind of the wairua or the heart of
it. Yeah, that's actually that's a real success, isn't it, to achieve that, I think. I mean, not everyone's going to kind of zero in that accurately, but somehow they connected with whatever you were connecting with as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Have you had, like, I know some people are kind of baffled by art that's not in kind of a realistic kind of looking thing. But for the people who like this kind of work, what are they getting out of it, aside from that one individual who accurately worked out where it was?
Well, that would be a good question for the people. What are you getting out of it? But I think art in general is, it serves as obviously quite beautiful, and people will respond to it, different aesthetics. depending on what their interests are. But art in general, I think, kind of serves as a gateway to emotion or to story or to memory. So it's a conversation. People can look at it and have their own questions. I made the mistake quite early on, because I am so story-driven, of wanting to share my story with everybody who was looking at my work.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, I was like, oh, that one has such a story, and I kind of went into it. And until that time, they had been fairly engrossed and engaged in the actual piece. And, you know, they kind of looked at me and walked on. and I think that is in large part because what was happening for them was whatever their internal story and narrative was. And some people want to share that, and some people just want to experience that.
So I guess that's the difference between being a writer and being a painter, right there.
Certainly. I think, there's invitation in painting that is different than invitation in writing. To pull somebody in and to allow them to kind of sit in that space or stand in that space or, you know, respond.
Yeah.
Certainly.
And so did you go through, I mean, were you artistic, doing lots of art at school, and then did you go to a fine art school or anything like that? Like, what was your journey to get to being a full-time artist?
I was always artistic. I was playing around with paints and things of that nature from a young age. My family is very artistic, although they're more on the music side of things. And I think I was just around it. Mom and Dad collected artwork, and I would speak about artwork and bring us to galleries. And so it definitely was very formative to me in the early years. In school, I was born in the States, but I grew up in Wellington. I was constantly kind of looking for the classes and the courses, both in school and outside of it as well, that would help me to kind of hone in on that a little bit. I just loved getting my hands in clay and the people as well that were in those classes. Those were also typically my friends. But I studied overseas. My family had returned to the States in my teen years, and ended up getting my BFA at Columbia in Chicago. Had wanted to do painting, actually ended up in a design degree and a creative direction degree, and found myself back to painting later on in life.
Oh, okay. So because you're a graphic designer as well?
Trained as a graphic designer, but the majority of my career has been in creative direction. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So explain creative direction, because probably just calling you a graphic designer is understating what you do, I guess.
Oh, it's okay. I'm all of those things. creative direction kind of holds the vision for something at a high level, and oftentimes will then translate that through different expressions. So it might be photography or video or the digital space or in tangible, more material objects. So it's kind of an overarching at times a bit more strategic position.
Okay. So you might get someone coming to you and say, look, we want to do a campaign on this issue and we've got all our data and our plans. Can you just put it all together for us? Like, even determining like what media they're using to advertise on and that sort of thing? Is it that kind of high level?
It can be. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What do you, just for the sake of illustrating the point, have you got a recent project that you've worked on that you're quite pleased about, that you want to tell us about?
Well, to be honest, I haven't done it in over 3 years, so I actually am a full-time artist, and that's how I support myself as well. So I returned back to New Zealand about 3 years ago with a conscious decision during COVID, as affected many of us. And at that time, I made the transition as well. So I still work for friends sometimes just to help them out you know, on occasion because I have those skills, and I think it's important with the skills that we do have to serve the community when we can. And so, the Human Rights Commission in New Zealand and Greenpeace Aotearoa, and then Kahu Whakatere as well, which is done out of the marae here in Taranaki.
Right.
Our friends of whom I've helped lately, but my primary focus is in the fine art.
So basically you've been able to quit the day job, which is possibly what everybody wants to do.
That's correct, yeah. I think mentoring as part of my creative direction job was oftentimes led me to speak to younger ones about, you know, you can do this. It is possible to do this. And I started to feel really convicted by that because I had wanted to be a full-time artist, but for some reason I didn't believe that I could do that. Mm. And there was a discrepancy there, you know, and not in telling other people you can do that, but telling myself you can't do that.
Right.
So it started to really stir me, and I wanted to change that. I wanted to explore that out.
Yeah, did it feel like, was there a bit of trepidation about that, a bit of fear around that?
Certainly, but I think there's fear about most things we do, you know, kind of lurking. And if there's not, then it's kind of unrealistic. Confidence, because things happen in the world that we're constantly needing to adapt to. So for me to step into this and give it a go, you know, I think there were those fallbacks of if it doesn't work, it's like anything else that doesn't work, and you find your way again.
Yeah, yeah.
But certainly I will say there are challenges in it, different challenges than you experience, in other situations where you might be pulling in a consistent paycheck and things of that nature. It's kind of a real expression of faith. Because you're creating work that goes out there and might sit there for a set period of time until, you know, that one person that we talked about earlier comes and says, I know exactly what that is, and that speaks to me, and I would like that, you know. Mm. And who knows, that could be a few months or that could be a couple of years. So you're always putting the work out there, hoping, of course, that it will be placed within, you know, the right context.
Yeah. So do you have your work in galleries around the place?
Yeah, I'm represented by a few galleries in Aotearoa. There is one online gallery who I absolutely love working with, Artful, and they represent a lot of artists around New Zealand and just do such a good job of keeping the community element as well of art. And then also I'm in a gallery in Wellington, obviously Whangaroa, Raglan, and down in Whakatū, Nelson as well.
Okay. And do you have a permanent, can people come and check your art out any time, or is the art weekend the one and only chance locally?
I am in Show Off down with Adele.
Okay.
And so my work is always there, and has been for a few years, so that's the best place to see my most current work in Raglan.
Okay, that's brilliant. And and you've done the Arts Weekend before, I think, have you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how did you find that? Was it at your place, or is it somewhere else?
I was up at Little Hill Studios with Wanda. I was painting in that studio for quite a while, and we had a real great thing going, it was just such a beautiful weekend. Of course, it was postponed. We had our obstacles over the last few years. It was absolutely wonderful. And my piece was on the campaign materials last year.
Oh, the cover of the brochure, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was just so beautiful because that particular painting that was chosen was a painting that I had worked through when I wanted to make the decision of being a full-time artist. And so it was kind of holding the face of that decision and that idea. And yeah, it also talks about community and doing it all in together, because Raglan is so good at that, about supporting each other in these ventures that we have, that in a lot of other places wouldn't necessarily be as possible. So
yeah, and I think there's over 60 artists involved with this exhibition, this weekend. So that's
incredible.
I know, it's like, where do we fit all the artists in around here?
Are you going to interview all of them?
Well, no, I don't think I can. I think I'm getting about 5 or 6.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's nice to chat art for a week. I mean, I'm doing other stuff too. I'm talking local politics later this morning, but yeah, it is. It's a nice thing to see, and I know that we get like literally, you know, there's probably thousands of people will be turning up, and it must be a little bit overwhelming at times during the weekend if you, in your space that normally as an artist you're used to a fair bit of privacy, and then just people everywhere.
It can be. And this year I'll actually be right down in town at Le Petit Gallery, okay, right next to the shack. So it's more local, have a lot more traffic as well. And yeah, I'm excited to have people pop in and say hi and see my new body of work.
Yeah. And are you sort of in a frantic state at this point in time, trying to get art finished and get set up in there? How's that all going for you?
I'm feeling all right. I think I would have felt a lot more frantic last week, but things are really coming together. So I'm looking forward to celebrating with all the other artists on Thursday evening. Yeah, we're going to have something beautifully hosted at Rocket. And yeah, it'll just be such a good time. So the excitement is starting to increase over that frantic feeling. So
yeah, that's good. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Well, look, Mary, it's been really nice to chat to you this morning, and I hope you have a very productive weekend as well as a fun weekend. And yeah, that people really make those connections with your art. I'm beginning to see that's the thing that's prompting people to purchase art, I think, is if they can really make that connection with it.
Absolutely. It's all about connection in life.
Yeah.
I will just share as well, if people do want to find my work before they come to visit, they can find me underneath my name, which is Mary Speckapan, mspeckapan.com, and it's m.speckapan on Instagram.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, look, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, that was Mary Speckapan there. And, yeah, the also artful.co.nz. It's a website with a lot of art, actually, but specifically mspacapan.com. So that, I'll give you the spelling for the website, mspacapan.com. If you've seen one of the brochures round, have we got brochures? We're supposed to have a brochure in the studio. Where's the brochure, Nikki? I think somebody tidied it up. Anyway, there's brochures all over town. If you're interested in the art, you'll find them in cafes and things. Have been for a little while, and you get the spelling of all the artists there. And find out where they'll be and all that. But right in the middle of town for Mary.